And you build a chimney to the north side of the house the way the wind blowing.
Mm-hmm.
And the wind blows side of the chimney and blow the heat practically towards the bed and all like that.
Mm-hmm.
But you just had to come up here and yell and try to keep warm as you could.
Uh-huh. Then the black stuff that forms in the chimney, you call that?
Soot.
Uh-huh. Any other name for that?
That's all I ever known was soot.
You never heard it called smut?
Yeah, smut. Smut is, smut, yeah, smut is in the chimney. Yeah, smut and soot.
Is it the same thing?
Same thing, but it's soot and smut. Some people call it soot and some call it smut. Now, soot bees down here at the bottom, that's what these call soot.
Mm-hmm.
And this other is up, anywhere up in the chimney, what you sweep out. But this here, you can take it and almost paint something with it, smut. Mm-hmm. Smut, you could almost paint something with it. It's
uh-huh.
like, it's, I don't know what, it's just like grease almost.
Mm-hmm.
But to those up in the chimney, while it's brown, what's called soot, you can sweep it out.
Mm-hmm. Talking about things that you have in a room, the thing that she's sitting in, you'd call that a...
It has nothing like that. It has no materials, and you go out while a person would so call himself some kind of little old carpenter.
Mm-hmm.
He'd go out there and get four pieces of wood
mm-hmm.
and drill a hole down, bore them together, go out and skin a cow and let the hide lay out there and dry,
mm-hmm.
stretch it and let it dry and just put the bottom in it. And that's what you set in. But such as chills like these, it happens like this here.
Uh-huh.
Way later, they went, my daddy and them, when they was getting cotton or something, they'd get maybe a rocking chair or something they could really lay back in. But they never did have time to lay back in here.
What about this thing that we're sitting on? What would you call it nowadays?
Oh, that's a sofa there.
Uh-huh. Any?
But back yonder, you didn't have nothing like that.
Uh-huh.
If you had it, it was a granddaddy, they called it.
A granddaddy?
Uh-huh. He was upside, kneel upside the wall. It wasn't movable. It wasn't movable, yeah. Set a star about there. Well, you didn't have to worry about it, Rob. Nothing to hunt something to nail to. You could nail to any thing, but run up what they call on 2x4, run upside the wall, just kneeling down, and you can sleep on that.
This, you mean something like a sofa, but you build it on?
Yeah, build it onto the wall. Just,
uh-huh.
just put on some. Well, 2 stars, then you can nail something on the wall if you want, and nail the bottom in it, and get you some shucks or hay. Go on there and get you some kind of old quilt or some sacks. If you're well enough, or you get some more fertilizer sacks, what they call fertilizer coming in a gray sack, something like a, wasn't a burlap sack, it was a gray sack.
Uh-huh.
And that big old bulldog, you be looking at that big bulldog to get you all the time, what they call bulldog for a lot.
Uh-huh.
And mom and them just make a sheet and throw over their heads, a shucks, more as it was, shucks.
Uh-huh.
And that thing.
Corn
shucks. Yeah,
uh-huh.
corn shucks. And they let them shucks stay there for about, 2 months, something like that. When they got smelling too bad, just take them out and throw them out and make it tease up some more. We call them tease them up, pull them apart, and
uh-huh.
smoke, tear them up in small parts.
And that sofa, you call it a granddaddy?
It's a granddaddy. I caught either one. You call it either one. And most of the people call it a granddaddy.
I never heard that before.
Well, that's what it is, a granddaddy. That's me boy back here,
uh-huh.
It didn't move, it stayed there, it nailed up there till it fell out.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
What sort of things